agriculture can be a rewarding but lonely profession. There are a lot of things to worry about, like storm damage, low crop prices, or sicknesses involving livestock. Not to mention farmers' workplaces are often at or near their homes, so they can't really leave their problems at home when they're going to work. Bridget, what are the best options for producers when it comes to improving their mental health?
Well, there's some places to start. One of them would be looking out for each other. If you are seeing signs in others that suddenly there's a big shift and maybe they're not taking care of their property, perhaps they're giving things away, just their tone and the way they're speaking, you can tell there is sadness, stress, anxiety. Ask them if they're all right. Now, most farmers the first time are going to say, nope, I'm good, thanks. But you have to ask again. Because if you can sense that something is going on, the likelihood is very strong that indeed there is. But it goes both ways. So perhaps you are feeling some of those concerns. You're not sleeping well. Your anxiety has ratcheted up. You find your mood swings or shortness in your anger happening more often. You too may want to say, I need to talk to somebody. Now, there's always a good friend. But there can be others. First of all, I think very often about those not just in farming, but also in our agribusiness industry, our bankers, and our grain merchandisers, equipment salesmen. All of those folks are stressed out too, but they're willing to listen. And there's always some steps we can take economically, but first we have to handle it personally within ourselves of, am I okay? What do I need to talk about? How can I get better and face this with my team of advisors and, again, those bankers and other people? So I have a whole list of resources for folks I'd love to share.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
One of them is the AgriStress Helpline. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That phone number is 833-897-2474. The AgriStress Hotline is answered by folks who have a farm background. So when you call and talk about your concern and fears that are going on in your business right now or in your farm, they understand what that might mean. They won't just say, oh, you've got cattle, but you're stressed out about them. Why don't you take a few days off? Because those in the cattle industry know it doesn't quite work like that. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has additional resources. There is the ruralminds.org. This is started by a farm family out of Western New York. Jeff Winton lost his nephew by suicide, and Jeff didn't want to see that happen to other dairy farmers. And so it is a website full of resources to check and look for what could be helpful to you. There is a podcast out there called The Rural Well. I'm part of that podcast, and we focus very specifically on farmers, ranchers, and those in the rural community, and how they can find help, who they can call, and how they can get that done as well. So those are just a few of the things that are available to many others.
I grew up in the Albany, Minnesota area, and I read the farm markets on Chasm Radio down there. And my dad is also a farmer in the Alexandria area. I love talking to people, figuring out how their world, what their world is like. But you mentioned a good point. Reach out to somebody that you know, because I've seen plenty of farmers have a great time at events like the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion and Rolog. I know there's one in New Rockford, North Dakota, too. But they've talked to other producers about these are the same issues. And, you know, it's more of a I can't repeat what they say on the radio, but it's the type of thing where they're like, yeah, I'm frustrated, too. And that's the F word I'll go with.
I think that's a great one to use. And I was a teenager in the late 80s during the last major farm crisis. And I didn't know the words depression, anxiety, and stress at that point in my life, but I do now. And those who were around are willing to help others understand, you know what, there is a life in this. You don't have to be stressed out. You should talk, you know, talking to others and getting good, solid advice, whether it's with your economics, your marketing, et cetera, is it one good step. Be very cognizant of alcohol, because we use that to self-medicate, and it's very socially accepted in this region, but it can be covering up a lot of pain that maybe we need to go out and fix differently. And as I've had several farmers mention, you know what? Maybe I just am not going to farm. Maybe this is not the industry for me. Maybe I'm going to be taking on a different job to supplement my farming. There are alternatives. We just have to sort through them.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also difficult for those producers where maybe their kids grew up and they're not interested in agriculture. Yeah. Or maybe they're like, oh, now I'm renting out my land and I don't know what to do with the rest of my time. But keeping busy is very important, especially having those winter projects.
You know, I think one of the greatest weights on the shoulders of many is that they are a multi-generation farm and they don't want to be the generation who loses it. But the reality is, if the farm has to change, we still get to keep you. That's a pretty great trade-off. I have several examples of particularly women who found themselves in the situation that they never thought they would be running their farms, but they are, because they have lost their spouse by suicide.
That's definitely difficult to hear because it's such a lonely profession, like I said, but rewarding. So my last question for you, Bridget, Minnesota has 3 agricultural mental health counselors through its Department of Ag. Monica Yes. McConkie is the one for Western Minnesota, and she was raised on a farm. So it's important to get help from someone like this that is can relate. So does North Dakota have something like this, or do people have to find their own counselor?
In a lot of ways, in North Dakota, you have to find your own. And it's not easy, right? Because sometimes you call and say, I need an appointment. And you're told, I need like 3 weeks to get you into my schedule. But we have to start somewhere. There is help available. There are people who are willing to listen. We have the North Dakota Extension Service, which also participates in trying to help folks with not only mental health first aid training, they also have trained their county agents and they are putting on community events to bring more information forward through their farm and ranch management programs. I want to give a big thank you to Prairie St. John, Maple River Grain and Agronomy, Gowan USA, and Valley Christian Counseling, because those companies are helping us make this a focus to talk about mental health in rural areas every Thursday throughout September, because September is Suicide Prevention Month.
Yes, and that's very important. I, too, have recently saw a therapist. I think it's very beneficial no matter what profession you're in,
right?
Because you need the help and there's going to be someone there that can understand. All right, thanks, Bridget.
Let's take the stigma off and let's all make sure that we're here tomorrow.